Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another one of these bite-sized political podcasts. We may be bite-sized, but we've got teeth. And I want to talk to you about, I need to confess to you and see what you think of this one. You see, back in March 2020, up until the announcement of lockdown and the whole COVID business, I was someone who would describe themselves as pro-vaccine. And I believed that government and the large pharmaceutical companies, generally speaking, try to do a good job, try to make sure that our health was prioritized, try to be responsible in terms of how they dealt with us. And obviously, over the years, I've taken different vaccines and believed that that was, on the whole, probably quite a good thing. That was where I was. Now, of course, over the past, since then, we've seen the entire COVID-19 vaccine shenanigans. We've seen that, and we've really seen that, and we've really understood that. And I know that people are demonized, and even I remember back in the early, sort of the mid to late 2020, people who were saying, I'm not sure about these COVID vaccines, and then this became very manifest in 2021, they were instantly labeled as anti-vaxxers, and they still are. If you read mainstream media, you'll see continual drip of anti-vaxxer story. You know, this anti-vaxxer wouldn't take his jab and now he's dead, and his final words with a tear running down his cheek for his cheek was, if only I'd taken the vaccine, if only I hadn't believed anti-vaxxer propaganda. You've seen those stories. It's all nonsense, all propaganda, of course. But I've got to be honest and say I have changed. I've changed over the past. The past 2 years? Am I now an anti-vaxxer? Yeah, I am. Oh, what? Oh, David, no, you've become anti-science. No. I'm not anti-science. What I am is I'm anti-swallowing every word that big pharmaceutical companies and their salesmen and government tell us. So I'm not saying I wouldn't take other vaccines, but I'm not saying I would. I now have a position that says I need to be convinced of the benefit of any vaccine before I would take it. Whereas that wasn't the case 2 years ago. In fact, I can remember back in 2019, was it? I think I was trying to get to China, believe it or not, somewhere my wife always wanted to get to. So I was trying to get to China, and I had to have the yellow fever vaccine, which I couldn't get because they'd run out of it back then, believe it or not. Yeah, seriously, no yellow, couldn't get it. So I didn't go to China, actually, which was, in retrospect, phew, I dodged a missile there, didn't I? But back on the topic here. So I think it's entirely reasonable, logical, and coherent to say, no, I am not prepared to accept anything that the government and large pharmaceutical companies and GPs and pharmacists tell me. I'm not going to accept it. I'm going to question it. I'm going to research it. I'm going to come to my own conclusions before I let them stick anything in my body, not just COVID-19 vaccines. I mean, COVID-19 vaccines, to my view, are completely and utterly unacceptable to enter my body anyway. It's not for me to tell you how you should behave, but for me, there's just no way I could have those things. I don't want that mRNA clot shot tech inside of me doing God knows what. So, you know, that's absolutely clear. There's just no chance of that. I think those, so, you know, that's sort of saying that. I'm now extending that to say, for example, I have taken the flu vaccine in previous years. Haven't taken it since 2020. Won't be taking it. The more I understand about the flu vaccine, not just about the fact that I know it's not an mRNA tech vaccine. What I do know is that the efficacy level is really, really low. In some years, it's as low as 16%. In other years, it might be in the 30s. So that means the majority of people who get the flu vaccine, it does them no good whatsoever. Why the hell would I want a flu vaccine? And you can extend it into other areas. And I've listened to some very erudite and informed scientists, doctors, talking about questioning some of the childhood vaccines, which we now have got legions of. So again, my view on all these things is now I'm questioning. So if questioning something makes me anti-vax, then I'm anti-vax. Yeah, that's fine by me. I'm anti-propaganda. I'm anti being sold just whatever the hell the pharmaceutical companies want to give me. I'm anti those things. I'm anti believing government. I'm anti believing GPs who for the past 2 years have gone missing in action when patients from much, with much more serious conditions in COVID-19 needed them. I'm anti believing, I'm anti just swallowing what these people tell me to do, and with particular regard to putting it in my body. I'm anti whatever the medication is, whatever, you know, whatever condition you have. I think it's good practice to research yourself and make a decision. It may be that some of these things are good. It may be that some of them are not good. But you've got to ask yourself an even bigger question. Do you think that COVID-19 is the very first time we've been systematically lied to by the establishment? I don't. Not anymore. And I don't know if you share that feeling with me, but I no longer feel that. I don't think this was the first time it's happened. The scale is off the radar, the scale of deceit. Yes, I get that. But it does make me then question everything else. Here's the other thing. I think it's healthy to question. I think it's positive to take time and try and assess for yourself based on your own circumstances, based on your own health. What you're going to do? I think that's good. I think what is unhealthy is trying to corral entire populations into taking experimental treatments, for sure. I think that's definitely misguided, and yet that's where we are. So if the question is, am I anti-vax? Well, on the basis that I've outlined, I guess I am. I'm naturally inquisitive about science, about data, about information. It may be that some of these vaccines, not the COVID ones, but other vaccines are a good idea. It may be that some of them aren't. What I think everyone should do is take time out and think for themselves. And I consider that to be a balanced and reasonable opinion to hold. I wonder if you agree. Thank you so much for your time.